Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and praise God, I think my wife is coming home from the hospital today, and she's doing so much better. Glory, hallelujah, and amen. Yesterday, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday on how to deal with seven kinds of regret. But before we continue the teaching, I want to do a brief review. Number one, emotional baggage. A couple of suggestions on how to deal with emotional baggage. First, write out what happened in the past. When you finish, lay your hands on the paper and say this prayer. Heavenly Father, your word instructs us in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all our cares on you. So today, I've listed all the emotional baggage hurts from my past. I'm now casting these cares on you. I ask for the healing balm of your presence to heal all scars of past hurts, even removing those from my memory. Father, I thank you for a fresh start and how you care for me. Strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Once you prayed that prayer, get a match and safely burn the sheet of paper listing all of your emotional baggage as a sacrifice of what you're giving to the Lord. Number two, half-heartedness. Doing things half-hearted will cause you to live in regret over missed opportunities. 2 Chronicles 25:2, New Standard Bible. He did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart. Well, serving God with your whole heart means you don't have to live with regret. Number three, deliberately hurting someone. If you grew up in a home environment where you were deliberately embarrassed by your dad, ridiculed by your mom, or taunted by your brothers and sisters, you understand pain. If as a child, it seemed you could never do anything right, and others got the praise for the things you did do, I got three words for you. Shared these yesterday. Share them again. Get over it. Ephesians 4:31-32, Classic Amplified Bible. Identify the problem, provide the spiritual solution at the same time. That verse says, let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger, animosity and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, slander, evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind, and become useful and helpful, kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. Number four from yesterday, missed opportunities. Sometimes missed opportunities are through no fault of your own. Things just happen and leaves you with regret. Godly opportunities can be missed, not only because of what you did or didn't do, but because of what others do. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Number five, financial missteps. Is your favorite aunt named Ephida? If I'd only not bought that TV, if I'd only not purchased that Louis Vuitton designer purse, if I hadn't assumed I was going to get that raise or promotion. In the justice system, sometimes folks plead guilty by reason of temporary insanity. In my opinion, spending money today on the money plan that you get in the future qualifies as temporary financial insanity. It really doesn't matter who did what, when, where, or why. All that matters is to identify the guilt that you're facing and deal with it swiftly. Here's a question we need to ask ourselves. Where does guilt come from? Guilt is an emotion, and the root cause of every emotion is a thought. And once we deal with thoughts by renewing our mind, then the emotion can be dealt with and released. How do we overcome financial or any other kind of guilt? Micah 7:19. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sin to the depths of the sea. We need to focus on Revelation 21:4, Classic Amplified Bible, which says, God will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall no more, neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, or mourning, nor grief, nor pain, nor any more. For the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. We need to remember the quote by Irma Bombach, the humorist, who once said, guilt is the gift that keeps on giving. Guilt is the gift that keeps on giving. And one more thing. If you have money and others don't, you shouldn't feel guilty because you earned it, unless you earned it illegally, unethically, or unscripturally. Proverbs 10:22. Contemporary English version. When the Lord blesses you with riches, you have nothing to regret. Number 6, relationship blunders. Have you ever said or had any of the following statements said to you? I should never have let her go. I didn't realize what I had. He was the best thing that ever happened to me. I wish I'd spent more time with my children. I should have treated my employees differently. What did you tell your friends that about me? I should have listened to what he or she had to say. Why are you always bringing up my ex? Why do you put everything and everybody else before me and the children? You never respond to my text or emails during the day. Listen, this list could go on and on, but I think you get the picture. Relationships are like plants. They must be nurtured, cared for, fed, cultivated, and watered. And yes, you even have to talk to your plants. If you've messed up, repent, ask for forgiveness, and move on. Stop bringing up the past. If behavior is past, leave it there. The best relationship advice, spouse, or for that matter, anyone else, as found in James 1:19. James 1:19, Classic Amplified. Understand this, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. Some of the best advice on how to strengthen your relationship is found in Romans 14:19. Romans 14:19, which says, so let us then definitely aim for and eagerly pursue what makes for harmony and mutual upbuilding, edification, and development of one another. Mark Twain said, I can live for 2 months on a good compliment. So true. So true. Number 7, unfulfilled personal expectations. Let's talk about positive and negative expectations being unfulfilled. Negative expectation is rooted in past, generally disappointing experiences. If you prayed for healing before, but you didn't get the manifestation. If you prayed for a financial miracle, and it didn't happen. If you prayed for a promotion, raise, or bonus, and didn't get it. If you prayed for a loved one to be saved, and they weren't. If you prayed for a loved one to be delivered from drugs or alcohol, they haven't been. The enemy will use these type of situations to create doubt, which results in negative manifestation. We can also call this the Job kind of expectation. Job 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, now which I was afraid of come upon me. Hear this real clear. Fear bursts negative expectation. Fear bursts negative expectation. How do you turn the negative into the positive expectation? 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. Classic Amplified Bible. Well, that's a great place to start. For our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations. A vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. Since we consider and look not to the things that have been seen, but to the things which are not seen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. It's important to keep your expectations in balance. By the way, if what you expect to happen didn't, just roll on. Know that God has everything under control. And yes, please get a hold of this. He wants you to live guilt-free. That's right. Go back over these seven things to live without regret. Get them deep down inside of you. Be ready to move into an even greater revelation. So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. Hallelujah and amen.